Radio Alchemy.
Eclipsing conventional wisdom.
Woo! Hey, folks. How's everybody out there in lovely La La Land tonight? It is so fantastic, as always, to be here at KPFK, 90.7 FM, Los Angeles and San Diego, 98.7 FM in Santa Barbara. How are you, darlings, tonight? Hello, loves. Yes. Well, it's always an honor and very exciting to be here. You know, we do have a fun drive. Oh, my God, that thing. Where did that come from? Yes. Well, the bona fide, realified fun drive is coming up next week. It's going to start on the 9th and run through, hopefully, it's only going to run through the 19th, which would be 10 days of fantastic exchange of resources. And then we get back to regular programming if we are so lucky. To meet our mark for the continuation of this free speech. And hopefully it's something that means something to you so that we can go on and just have no holds barred flow of information to you. All right, loves, we are live in the studio and live on air tonight. I am so giddy to have back on Bob Dobbs and Ion. In this first hour with Bob and Ion, we are just going to sit there and jaw, and we'll start taking your questions in the second hour. And so, as you know, we get to go anywhere and everywhere with this dynamic duo. Boy, I mean, exactly what is bridging the gaff, the gulf. And coming into our purview is something miraculous, something extremely special. And it is fantastic and amazing for Bob Dobbs to share some of his amazing contacts with the rest of the folks on the planet. And so without further ado, let me open up the lines and welcome on Bob. Hi, Bob. You there?
Hey. Hey, Evan, last time we were there was April 1st, April Fool's Day.
That's right.
It's been incredible since then. You don't know what's going to happen tonight, Evan. You can't believe it. We've brought you into headquarters, central headquarters. People listen to Cash Flow and our show on there. The Japanese Prime Minister resigned a couple of days ago because of what we say on our show. We are running the world. We got cold fusion for you. We got everything else. I can't even release. You won't believe, Evan. It's been way more intense since April 1st. It's 2 months later. Evan, are you ready to ride?
Yes, absolutely, Bob. Oh, my God. It is a flyby maglev train, and so I'm trying to get up the speed to jump on with you guys. Amazing. And let me welcome to KPFK Ion.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir. Well, just amazing to have you all back on here into our lovely synchronization of our mindsets, and so, you know what, I just wanted to ask a couple, well, one quick question of Ion before we open it up, Bob, and we start trying to catch up on the ecstatic mania that is coming tapped. It's like,
hey, Evan,
whoa, yes,
today on our show on Cashflow, we started calling Ion Iona, so the female principal's represented, and we might even call him Ian next week, so we can call him Ian, Ion, or Iona, whatever you want.
Wow. Okay, well, I love that there is a principle of, you know, I thought that Ion was always representing something non-gender, even though...
He is.
Yeah.
She is.
Yeah. Just
it is.
Yeah.
It is.
Right.
It is.
It's an it. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
We have it on the line.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. You know what? I am going to, I'm going to put you guys on two different channels because, Bob, you're running a little bit hotter than I am. So I'm going to put you guys on two different channels. And let me just play some music, folks. This is what's going on right now. A little live radio adjustment. I'll be back with Bob and Ion in just a second. 1 second. Okay, I think we did that well enough. Okay, Ion, sir, if you could just speak to me so I know where you are at on my board.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, indeed. Awesome. Is that a little better for you?
Yeah, it's splendid, sir. And Bob?
Excellent. Wonderful, wonderful.
Great, great. Okay, I have to start out this evening by asking you, Ion, about two things that happened when I was a kid, and I'm wondering what it is that I saw. A long time ago, I don't know, I was like 7 or 8, sitting at the kitchen table, breakfast with the family, and all of a sudden I turn around and I see a very extremely old man standing outside our window. He had these like blue veins running through his head, just very unattractive, startling, nasty looking guy standing and staring in the window. I turn around and see him because I had my back to the window, and my mom caught a glimpse of him also, but nobody else saw him. Was he necessarily there? What happened at that point? Do you know?
Yes, 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 of course. Nope, it was just basically what we call residue from a soul recently departed. Well, there's no time, so I guess that's all relative. But it was just a departed residue of a soul that you caught, and no one told you that it was inappropriate for you to see it, so therefore you could. There's lots of things that go on that human creators don't know that are there. Or we would say in another softer tone, there's lots of things out there that you can see that you didn't know you could see.
Oh, wow. Oh, how interesting. And my mom saw it also, though.
Right. Of course.
Okay. Well, that's very interesting. Another thing that I saw was there was a park near our house, and I saw it was an owl or a hawk, but it was the size of like a Air Force One. It was huge, and I just caught a glimpse of it as it flew over, and I was like, my God, you guys see that? And they're like, what? No, you're crazy, and stuff like that. Did I actually see like a airline-sized bird?
Well, yes, it wasn't quite airline-sized, but it was still huge. It was a very, 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 very large chicken hawk.
Do they actually get that big? Was that something?
Oh, yeah.
Hold it, but this thing was, I mean, wow, okay, all right, so maybe just to the scale it wasn't as big as I thought it was.
Well, still it's huge, and from how close it was, it would have darkened the sky size looking.
So, how big was it then?
Oh, it was big. It was big from your perspective. It was large. Like plane size.
Okay, so it was plane size.
Yeah.
Wow. And nobody else just happened to be looking up at that size, but at that time, so they couldn't corroborate.
Well, they've never seen one that large, so therefore they couldn't see that one.
How interesting. Wow.
The same thing is true when the pilgrims were coming over on the ships discovering America. The Indians looked out in the ocean and couldn't see the ships until the shaman said, those are ships. Those are foreigners, come from another world. And once the shaman explained what they were, then they could see the Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria. But until then, they couldn't see any ships. They didn't know what a ship looked like, so they couldn't see it. Many others looking says, birds can't be that big, so that can't be. So it wasn't.
Oh, fantastic. Well, thank you. Thank you for that. I knew I could come to you. It was great to be able to know that there is somebody I could ask about something that I've always been puzzled about.
We just can't stand it. We want to tell you how much you will never know the love and appreciation that we have and the gratitude that we hold for you graciously having us on your show. We love and appreciate the whole station and every delicious aspect of your world, because in your place of your work, you allow all. There is no limitation. You don't push against anything. You let them all be welcomed in, and we appreciate your work and all of your tenacious efforts of making everything available for these marvelous human creators to play with, to choose, to decide, and to engage.
Wow.
Very thankful.
Oh, and I am so thankful for you and for Bob for coming out and just opening up and challenging people's discernment and making yourself so available and so accessible, you know?
Yes, indeed.
Iona, how many Evans do you see right now?
Six.
Six of them. And where are they?
Scattered about. She bumps into them every now and again.
Well, that's weird. Somebody, I was just at, going into, like, a club, and somebody's like, hey, weren't you, oh, so you got off work? And I'm like, no, you don't, I don't think I know you. And they're like, oh, yeah, well, you work right over at this place, da-da-da-da, or you must have a twin or something. And I have heard that for, you know, a long time. But so I.
Well, how many of them, Iona, are in L.A.?
Six.
Oh my!
There's seven Evans. Seven Evans.
But so they're, oh my God, so they're all trapped in this one place? Hasn't anybody been able to?
No. They come and go.
Okay.
And this place, there's lots of these places that you call L.A.
Oh, okay.
What do you got here? And I don't know. We talked about there's about 250,000 vampires in L.A.
Yes.
Yep.
Hold it. Vampires, as in, define, what is a vampire?
Everything you ever heard of.
Yeah, right. That's exactly right. Human creators are so powerful, they can choose to hang around. The only reason you're alive is because you already have a soul, but you have non-physical in power as a god on planet Earth. Well, you can devoid yourself from your power. You can get rid of what you call your soul if you can lay your physical meat sack down and your soul and becomes residue hanging around. Then you most certainly, there aren't any rules and regulations in our world, in the world of non-physical, then you certainly can devoid your soul and be human, what they call vampire.
Vampires devoid of soul. So what?
Yes.
What animates them?
They're the same energy that animates you.
Oh, okay. So what does the soul bring to this animated? What is that they don't have a soul? What is taken away from them? What do they lack?
The soul would be the equivalent of a court reporter, stenographer.
Oh.
People that have had near-life experiences. They said, I was floating above the hospital bed and my entire life flashed before my eyes in a moment. That's your soul. It's the keeping track. It's what kick count. It's what spun back. People talk about the judgment. Well, that's who's in charge of the evidence for the judgment.
Oh, whoa, how interesting. That's very interesting.
And
so
it's over real quick because it really makes no difference, because once you decide to lay your body down and you take the non-physical, the pure positive source energy that is you, back to the guff, if you choose to go there and not to another world, that's the whole process. And zoom, your life flashes before your eyes, and then you're good. And then you're all, it's all good. There's only bliss, no contrast. Now, you can't create anymore, but there is no more contrast. So you humans, that's what you came forth for. That was the reason to come forth, was so you could have contrast, so you could mix it up, so you could create, so you could, through contrast, have a preference, a preference of the way you want it to be. And it's so wonderful. And we are so excited because now the human creators are coming into their place of power. Now, some of them, it's by kicking and screaming, but all by the beauty and the wonderful, fabulous place of gratitude.
Mm-hmm.
They are finally learning what being appreciative is. And that essence of those marvelous words that are used to reconnect you into your place of power, into your final manifested creation. Everything that's in your world, you individually, single-handedly created. And once you come into that place of power, power and kingship of coming in of your coronation then allows you the power to know that everything under your sun is your creation.
Hey, Iona, let me interrupt. You say there are two conversations to everything. What is the other conversation to the fact that every death is a suicide?
Well, there is no other one. That's just the process. If you stay, it's your choice. If you go, it's your choice. No other human creator has the power to remove you from this planet. They didn't bring you here, and they can't take you out.
So there's no two conversations in relation to transition?
Well, the only choice is that you choose to stay or you choose to go. That'd be two conversations.
Oh, okay, I see.
Yes. But you certainly don't have to go. They speak in the scriptures. They speak in the scriptures about a time on earth when time shall be no more. Well, they call that the Armageddon and all that business. Well, all that's saying is that time is a false premise that human creators created, and in their creation they created the false premise, and now there'll come a time when time on earth shall be no more. And then they talk about heaven on earth as it is in heaven. Then the humans can come into their power. Then you don't have to go anywhere. You are an eternal being, whether you like it or not, whether you believe it or not, whether you want to engage it or not. That really has no variable on eternity. And you can choose if you like to stay right here and have heaven right here on this earth as it already is in heaven. In your body, constantly creating from a place, a point of bliss, eternal bliss.
Can I go back?
Wonderful.
Yes, sir. Going back to vampires, could you tell us more about their physiology and how they created themselves?
Hey, Iona, let me say this part, bring you up to speed. Since we can stay in the physical forever, Ion suggests that you stay in touch with your non-physical as you do that, as you ascend into that position or in that process. The vampire is someone who takes the power to stay in the physical and cuts himself or herself off from the non-physical, and because you can be, do, have whatever you want, stays in the physical, but it's in an opposite condition to someone who Iona would prefer stay in touch with the non-physical while you stay in the physical.
Okay. And why is it necessary to cut off from the non-physical? Why do they do that?
Well, everyone who suicides out does the same thing.
Uh-huh.
But you don't have, there's no rules that say you have to lay your meat sack body down. There's no rules that say that. Now, if you make a rule, then yeah, they better call the coroner to see whether or not you're dead. But makes no difference. Makes no difference. You can be, do, or have anything you'd like to be, do, or have. And so that's what they call the vampires. And you can be a werewolf. You can be a Lemurian. You can be a lizard person. You can be whatever you want to be. Your choice. It's your creation.
So how does somebody become a vampire?
Well, the practical process, just as within any creation, is they have a thought. And when they have that thought, then they think it. And that thunk thought becomes a belief. And that belief then gets entrenched in the labyrinth of your mind. And then as in with any essence of creation, becomes the rules and the regulations by how it goes. So if you watch enough of the movies, then you'd say, oh, well, a vampire must bite you and let their blood flow through you. All right? Well, that's how they say. So if you believe that system or have that consistent thought and then someone bites you in the neck, you certainly could. If they drain you completely, you can decide to go, I'm out of here, thanks for the fish. Or you get enough of that blood that it can run through and you can say, hey, okay, I'm dead, but I think I'll hang around. It's great. I'm a night owl anyway, so we can just play there if you want.
So, is there any other way of being a vampire? I mean, do the vampires?
Yeah. You can, the same way that there's all kinds of things. But lots of people are Wiccans and warlocks and all that kind of stuff. It's all the same essence. Same essence of creation, you have that thought. And you can think yourself into anything. That's how you think yourself that you don't have any oil. You think you don't have any oil. There's a press for resources. There's not enough oil. There's not enough oil. There's not enough oil. There's not enough. There's not enough. There's not enough. Well, now, honey, in the Gulf of Mexico, you got all the oil you want.
That is right.
Abundant. Pressed down, shaken together, overflowing. Ever human created in the world, just drive down the Gulf of Mexico and go and get all that Texas tea you want. Get you all you want. They won't even say nothing. They won't mind. Take several barrels. They're fine with it. But that's where the marvelous power of creation. human creators get a hold of something, they go, I'm not going to have it. I'm not going to have it. I'm not going to have it. I want abundance. I want oil, 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 oil. And now they're thinking, no, there's like, I don't want any more. I don't want any more. I don't want any more. Mm. Same thing is true with global warming. People like to froze to death during this global warming this past winter.
Yes.
Like to froze to death. First time ever on that they've recorded that they had snow on the ground in all 50 states. All 50 states at the exact same time.
Yes.
First time ever in global warming.
Yes.
So there you go. It's like, wow, how, what marvelous creation is this?
Yes. Yes. Oh, wow. Now, that's so interesting, sir, because if the hysteria was in thought forms, oh, we're heating up, we're heating up, we're heating up, but yet it didn't materialize. We had winters instead of
That's because they were pushing against that and had a new thought. Everybody said global warming, global warming, and folks says, I've had enough of this global warming. It's too much blah, 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 blah. Enough, 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 and then the opposite came through.
Okay.
They ushered in the opposite of that from the very thought process that is. The same way, if you're in Florida, you better fasten your seatbelts, because now you've set yourself up for a marvelous hurricane season.
Right.
So just hang on, honey, because it's going to blow.
Okay, okay, okay. Oh my gosh, so many places. Well, Bob, let me ask you. So tell us, give us an update. You were saying that the Prime Minister of Japan resigned because of what you talked about on cash flow. What happened?
Well, we've got intelligence agencies having readings and spreading the word among other intelligence agencies over the last 3 months, and everybody, the Pope, Buckingham Palace, everybody's listening to ION because they recognize that ION is something new. This is not channeling. This is our non-physical coming to speak back to us.
Right.
You, Eben, are talking to your non-physical when ION is dressing you.
Yes.
Okay, so everybody's all heated up. Everybody knows that ION's here. Executives of Radio Network, Clear Channel, they're going bust and they're saying, can we exploit this new phenomenon? Obviously, people are interested. We're over on informationfarm.blogspot.com. Ed over there, he took a liking to ION months ago and started posting all our tailgates, which go for 11 hours and 7 hours and 10 hours. ION, if we start being on a bigger network, we're going to start off once a month having a 24-hour show. Great, 24 hours, no stopping. We're going to break all records. We're going to be a superhuman discarnate state. So the other thing is we got entertainment moguls trying to figure it out. We got fringe networks like Project Camelot. They're trying to figure out how ION can expose every one of those sources they have on it. Everybody you've had on, Eben, we'll give you the X-ray on every one of them because ION knows all.
Yes.
That's actually the fact. He knows all.
Mm-hmm.
And we love and appreciate every one of them.
So what happened with Japan?
I don't know. ION, fill us in on that. What did they hear? I just read the headlines, but I'll try. They've been listening to ION over the last few months talk about the effect of the euro collapsing. I mean, ION was talking about Greece before Greece became public news on our show. You hear all of it first. And the supercomputer they announced that China had the other day, ION's been talking about that for 6 months or more, maybe even a year to us. Of course, the Chinese got that in 1995, but they're announcing it now, 15 years later. Back to the economy. So the euro will collapse and the dollar will rise, and Japan is forced to adjust to all this. And so the prime minister came in last September, big new star, you know, it's going to, like the Obama world of Japan, he's going to create a new kind of tone in government. Well, he didn't understand what was happening, so they had to get rid of him. So they propped up this scandal about what? Was it Okinawa or something?
Yeah, Okinawa.
Well, it's a base. It was a no more bases, U.S. bases. In Okinawa, southern part of Japan, and then of course he made an arrangement because we spoke of him coming into power, and then we spoke of it being so short lived from basically that this particular scandal of what they've said was that instead of a new base, they moved a base, renegotiated where a base would be. So he actually kept his word, but the Okinawans weren't having it, and so they're like out, gotta go. So he resigned.
He resigned apparently for that reason, but there were other larger reasons that the Japanese establishment had to align themselves with. There's another thing. We announced on April 6th how to make cold fusion. That's ready for anybody who's interested. Give us an email, and we'll tell you how to get it. And Meanwhile, James Martinez over in Cashflow, he has his weekly show a couple of days a week, and he has a feature. He's interviewing the cold fusion scientists Edmund Storms and Michael McCubra, and he's having them on there, and then people say, wow, let's have more of them on. And this is all happening while ION is giving everybody what Pons and Fleischmann and McCubra and Edmund Storms don't know.
Yes.
So what's funny is James is talking about who he's having on, and we're setting it up. We're going to later have ION come in and x-ray what Mr. McCubra and Mr. Storms don't know. And you will hear it in the language of physics from Mr. ION. If I am Mr. Iona, Mrs. Iona wants to go into it right now, you want to talk a bit about it, go ahead.
Well, that's just real fun and easy. We're going to make it available to everybody. Everybody that's got a name can have access to this. We're going to give it to the Ites, all the Ites, the Shiites, the Sunnites, all the Ites, and the Cans, all the Americans, the Canadians, the Mexicans, the Chinese, the Eases, all the Eases. The Chinese, the Lebanese, all the Eases, and the Ites.
The one people, Iona, the one group that's not going to get it is the McLuhanites, because Iona is sick of hearing about McLuhan from me.
Love, God bless Marshall McLuhan. Love Marshall McLuhan. And everybody in your listening audience just cringes when they say the name. And we've even got it to a place Bob has accelerated so far beyond anything Marshall ever danced with. So now when he mentions McLuhanism, we always say, however, and now Bob is forced to then give his position rather than limit it to the Marshall McLuhan reality, and it's just such great fun. But what's great and fun about all of Marshall McLuhan's work is that nobody even gave enough attention to find out what it was he was trying to say, so then they decide they don't like it and they don't even know what it is. You know, I think they did that with cacao one time, deciding that this bean thing you could crush up in a slurry and put sugar and actually end up with chocolate, which sort of has caught on as far as in the world economy. People kind of enjoy chocolate. But they had to decide if that was something that suited them or not. Same thing.
Right.
So they're saying, oh, I ain't having no more of this McLuhan chocolate. And they've never tasted it the first time. So if you come in into that place, then it can be warm and fuzzy from a place of preference or choice. And those that do, good. Some will, some won't. So what? It's all well.
Hmm. So when we look at what's going on the global scale, people are really alarmed. What has happened in Israel with the flotilla?
Yes. Sound them alarms, yes. Get them all stirred up, yes. Get it all lined up and focused. It's the end of the world as
yes.
we know it.
Yes.
Yes, but let me tell you something, honey. You marvelous human creators, you haven't destroyed this earth yet.
Right.
Try as you might. You've poisoned it. You've done everything you can do, and somehow that sun still sits in that sky, and this earth still is a-turning. And then, I mean, now things are starting to squirt and shake and rain and quake and waves and all kinds of things are going on. But you know what? That eastern sky still lights up most every morning. Most every morning. It's another beautiful, wonderful day in paradise. But then some people call this place paradise and then kiss it goodbye.
Yeah.
So it's absolutely that preference. Now, we didn't mean to cut you off, but we just couldn't resist this. Sound the alarm. Put on the sirens. Let it get everybody woke up. We like this waking up because everything that can shake is going to shake.
Mm.
But now, just like Chicken Little had this problem with the sky is falling, the sky is falling, the sky is falling.
Right.
Guess what? That crushed that little Chicken Little, but that falling sky doesn't have to fall on you.
Right, right, right. And so, is it that we're necessarily destroying this earth, but we're trying to destroy each other? Is that what it is? I mean, I think
can't
that's
do it.
Can't do it.
That's can't
right.
Do it.
There isn't
no
the agreement.
Human creator can take you over, but now they can set it up in such a way that you get real happy about blowing your brains out.
Right.
That's okay.
Right.
There's
right,
relief
right.
in that. Now
right.
we don't have a problem with it. Help yourself.
Right.
There's always relief when you start hitting yourself in the head with a skillet.
How would you psychologically assess the leadership, those with a position of power and control? How would you psychologically analyze that kind, those individuals that, when we look at where we're at, obviously there are countries still with all the abundance here, there's still poverty. They're still, you know, infant, you know, which is a living death. Who are they? What's their problems? Who are they?
No problem. Anytime you try to legislate, having an institution or an organization that tries to legislate morality, that's because of an insecurity within their own place of power. When you come into the place where you know who you are and you show up for your coronation, you get so busy pleasing and delighting yourself, you don't notice about all this other business. We say it over and over. You know you're on the right path when the cares of life start growing strangely dim. You get so busy and happy. Everybody says, be a giver, be a giver. Most of the people that's wanting to give ain't got nothing to give. And then no matter what they give, it ain't enough. And then what you hear more than anything else is after they give a little while, they soon give out. And you come into your place of power and you have an unlimited resource. So now, if you're going by what they say, poor old Lou Dobbs had to lay it down. He couldn't take it no more. Now, all he's on the looky box, boy, they'll tell you every degree of every little hair that's fell off of anybody. Now, they can't find Osama bin Laden, but anybody else that has flatulence on this planet, they can give you a blow-by-blow. The YouTube is already lined up. You can see everything you want to know, more than you ever wanted to know about anything. Any credit card transaction that's ever been done in your history and life is ready for the world report. So,
Evan,
it's
all
very
relative. They all go through Maybank in Kuala Lumpur.
Yeah.
Hold it. Say that again?
All those credit card transactions go through Kuala Lumpur's Maybank. Maybank was the new center after the World Trade Center was blown up in February 93. Mm-hmm. That's where all the economic transactions were recorded up to that point, and then they moved it to China's control in Kuala Lumpur under the name Maybank.
Well, isn't that, I guess we owe them that, right? They want to see those transactions.
You know, as a matter of fact, yes.
We owe everything now to them.
Yeah.
And we appreciate them for providing all that credit. Law, it's wonderful. No problem.
But you
People
know
wonder where the Illuminati is, and we just say right over there in Maybank.
Wow. Well, let me ask you this. If it is that they're giving us credit, what are they tapping into as the security for it? Is it the human, are they tapping into human energy, or have they sold off the United States?
No. They do it old school. They used to have a deed. Well, now you have a warranty deed.
That's right.
So all those deeds are what's holding the debt. Plus your national forest, all your national forest. Now, you're talking about U.S. Now, there's lots of folks. Well, we have to give it a broad scale, especially on our show, but there's more outside the U.S. than there are inside the U.S. that listen. So we're very sensitive to the whole audience, you know, as it goes.
Yes.
But in your arena, it would be more U.S.-based.
Yes.
Of course.
Yes.
But however, in that same process, it's just what's being held as a security for what you call your bank notes.
Okay, very good.
They're backed by something.
Right, they're backed by something. You're saying that it's our forest, the federal,
all of the national forest that can't be touched, and all of the deeds that are inhaled, that are being held.
Is that why people do not own their homes? They can't own the land. Right.
Well, they can. If you got a deed, you can. If you got a deed, you can. But if you've got a warranty deed, all you've got is a warranty that you have a deed.
Mm-hmm.
Not a deed.
Very good. Very good.
Ion, what's that dog in the background?
It's JW's new puppy.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
What kind of puppy did JW get?
A little bitty baby Siberian husky.
Oh, fantastic. What's his or her name?
Astro.
Cool. Astro. I love that.
Astro. And he is ready for his breakfast.
He's talking to you.
Are you preparing his breakfast, Ion?
No, he just hears us and is so excited with non-physical flowing. Because, see, beasts are non-physical, too.
Mm-hmm.
And they just get giddy with it.
Let me ask you this. When somebody goes, Ion, and gets a psychic reading,
What a reading?
Like,
you
like
mean they go to the bookstore and buy a book and read it?
No, they go to someone and the person lays out tarot cards or looks at their palm.
Oh, we love tarot. They're fun. It's like Rook and Canasta and Whist. We like them. We love all them games. They're fun, but that's what they are.
Okay. I was wondering what it is or what are they thinking they're tapping into? Are they just...
They can't get their power, so they have to borrow somebody else's.
Right. But when they go to the psychic, what is the psychic looking at? What do they think they're looking at, you know?
Well, hopefully, if you come into your power, hopefully... Now, this isn't always true, but hopefully... They're looking at, they're tapping the one that's what you call gifted. Hopefully, they're tapping into their power to share, to bring any human creator into their place of power. But just like those with a bad cocaine habit, typically how it turns into is they become the crutch. I can't have my power. I can't do this. And then the next thing you know, you call in the tarot people and say, oh, look at the cards. My stomach is rumbling. I haven't been to the bathroom in about a week. Will you see if the stars think it's in my best interest to move my bowels? Because that's what you come into, because what it's saying is that you don't have control or faculty of your power.
Yes, sir.
And when that happens, when you've got to bar it, that's the same thing that went on with China. You kept barring to them, you ain't got nothing to pay. If you paid it all you owed back, it wouldn't be enough.
Yes, sir. But you see, someone would say that you are the psychic to Bob, that you are a seer oracle.
No. Precious, no.
No.
All we are is pure positive source energy.
Right.
That's all we are.
No,
everybody already has.
Yes, sir. But the relationship on a very, you know, thin scale, you know, represents that he's able to tap into somebody that's able to bring cold fusion, you know, and, you know, and all these things because of your access.
It's been around pre-Tesla. Your human creators just hadn't allowed it into your individual experience.
Yes, sir. The point that I was getting to is that if somebody, like you said, if you go to a seer, a psychic, an oracle, somebody that has more developed their sensitivities and their sight,
okay. their gift,
what is it? What is that gift allowing them to see? What are they tapping into to be able to give information?
Well, that's subject to the hearer, not the speaker.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
Because the same way, you could just as easily say, what in the world was them Hebrew children thinking when they devoided themselves from their power and imbued all of their power into the mercy seat called the Ark of the Covenant?
Yes.
What in the world were they thinking when they couldn't control their power and decided that it was in their communal best interest to imbue that power into this box that they laid with gold and toted around everywhere? Same story. Same way with Major League Basketball, the baseball. Their week is dependent on how their team did in the playoffs.
Hmm. Yes.
It's imbuing it with power. Now, the same thing, people do it with food. They get crossways with that, and then all of a sudden they use food to bring them comfort.
But the seer and their gifts, what is their gift?
Well, if they come into their place of power, their gift should be the potential capacity of engaging with other marvelous human creators to bring them into their place of power and not run them down the rabbit hole of looking at this and seeing that and figuring this and don't wear green and it's so bad the stars don't look good for you today and all that kind of business. But so much of that comes in just to, some call it a, well, if it's true and genuine and appropriate, then it's delicious. And if it's not, it won't hold long.
Okay. But so
you noticed how we evaded that question?
Yes.
Pretty persnicketously, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
So let's go down another way. Let's clean it up so we can actually answer your question.
Okay.
If someone, let's say you, that's a good place to start. We'll start with you.
Okay.
When you come as a marvelous, powerful creator, and you come into your place of power, number one, you're going to know all. There's nothing that would be eliminated from your possibility.
Hmm.
And you may get out, and they go, oh, we just love Eben. She has the most wonderful show, and she's always forthright, and she brings everything. She doesn't squash anything. Even the nasty things that she talks about sometimes, she still is just open and fair and trying to get to the root of it, get to the root of this branch of this thing we're trying to figure out. Well, they may see you as a powerful, marvelous creator, someone in the know. So they may schedule time to talk with you about what's going on. And because you're so compassionate and you have such abundance and plenty to give, you may take your energy and share with them from a position to bring them into their place of power. Well, if you're doing that, we'd say that's just sharing the abundance of your gifts. Now, if that's what we're talking about, oh, absolutely. What they're doing is they're tapping into source energy. And then because they interact with you, they can say, well, that Eben does it. I can do this.
Right.
You mean that's all this is about? You mean we can be eternal beings? Well, yes, you are anyway. You mean we can have non-physical? Yes, you do have anyway. See, Eben, you've already got all the non-physical you ever going to have.
Right.
You're never going to get another drop more than you've already got. So now you're asking, how is it that you can go to other people and drain their power off of them because you don't have any?
Yeah.
And we go, well, that's just a bit of a misnomer, because what is it that they have that you don't have? Well, maybe they have allowed and relaxed this power to settle into the spaces and the cellular level of their body. Because, you see, if you took all the space from the center of the nucleus of every cell in your body, there's more cells in your body than there are stars in the sky, by the way. If you took all the space out of every cell in your body, and you have the nucleus, then you have the protons and the neutrons that go around that cell. If you removed all the space, the non-physical, out of every one of those cells, you could take every human creator, 6 billion of you. If you took that space away, which is the non-physical, you could fit the total sum of humanity in a cube the size of a sugar cube.
What? Wow.
If you took the space out, you could put every human creator in a cube the size of a sugar cube, the
okay.
little one.
Okay.
Now, it'd be a real dense one, and it'd be real heavy.
Yeah.
But it would still be that small. You have much more non-physical than you have meat sack. And not only to mention that, your meat sack is continually falling away and replacing itself.
Mm-hmm.
So when you start looking at this side, you don't have to go call Mother Tarot to find out that you already have non-physical. Now what you're talking about is how do you come into your place of power? How do you get these gifts activated in your life? How can you, and then we say, well, you're such a marvelous creator, you created everything in your experience. No. I didn't create the gangs, and I didn't create the spill and the guff, and I didn't cause global warming, and I didn't. If it's in your outer kingdom, and you bring it into your middle kingdom, and you lose your job, or your house, or your government comes poking in your business, that's your position that you have allowed.
Hmm.
And you don't have to call the tarotist to figure that one out.
Yes. But that tarotist that you went to and spoke to, when there's, well, maybe not the tarotist, because they're looking at these cards and
symbols,
just by chance they were
symbols,
right? Symbols. But going beyond that, if somebody comes to a psychic and says, you know, I really like this guy, et cetera, et cetera. What do you think? Are we going to get together? And they're like, close their eyes. Where are they going to another
yeah.
dimension of possibility? Or where
yeah.
are they going to even get an inkling to answer that question?
Well, if you come into your power, you don't have to go anywhere. You can just know. If they ask us, we'd say, do you like him? Is that the fastest path to your joy? Oh, yes, it's just wonderful. We'd say, honey, get busy. Go tear it up. Get after it. Get all of it you can stand.
Yeah.
And then the perfect marriage vows are, I like you pretty good. Let's see how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
But see, in our world, there wouldn't be any divorce. Because you got to understand that love, this true love that you're looking for, is not an emotion.
Mm.
People have been tangling this up for years. People have been writing books. They have all these Shakespearean tragedies and all this Love's Labor's Lost and all this business. That's because they got tangled up in the false premise that love is an emotion.
Mm.
Love is not an emotion. Love is a force field. Old-timey people say, once you love, you always love. You can't unlove.
Hmm.
You might become unlovely, but you can never unlove.
Hmm.
That's because love is not based on an emotion. Love is based on a force field that you engage. And people tangle up their emotional feelings of engaging in coitus with, they don't love me anymore. Oh, the love fell away, or that we grew apart. Well, now that's a truer way to say it. And if you don't hold another human creator responsible for your happiness, you can stay real happy, real busy, real orgasmically inclined with anybody. Makes no difference. Some people stay orgasmically happy with lots of people.
So what is activated? Tell us about the anatomy or physiology of this force field. Is it outside?
It's your inner kingdom. It's in your inner kingdom. And now in the love, in the force field, what's found inside that force field of your inner kingdom is all emotions. All emotions.
Oh, are found in the force field.
Yes, within the force field. And that's why you can engage love with someone and have a happy emotion. And then some people prefer to get the hell beat out of them, and that's a love relationship, and they stay in that. Well, there you go. It may that rough place they find themselves might be more comfortable than the place that they were in before that. Because, see, it's not a good or bad. There's no bad. There's only degrees of good.
So you're talking if we are, and this force field is physical.
Yes.
And so in a sense, you're talking about one of these unknown powers or unknown energy sources that we have.
Well, it's very known. It's just that the human creators, that since Bob's printing press, people have engaged and moved it all so it's somebody else's fault. It ain't. You don't take responsibility for anything. You don't even take responsibility for yourself.
Yeah.
And then you're mad because the government ain't meeting your ever creature comfort need.
That's right.
Need. That's right. What you do to bread.
Right.
When you're trying to mix it up. And this needy, and there's needy people that run. Well, that's if you come into your power and find out something that don't have to be bliss, Evan, it doesn't have to be bliss, but it can be a little bit better than it was, and then a little bit better, and a little bit better, and a little bit better. And then once it gets better and better, then the better it gets, the better it gets. And then after a while, it gets so happy and so blissful and so wonderful and so delicious that you couldn't imagine life on planet Earth with you not getting exactly what you want, when you want it, as you want it.
Yes.
But now you're a marvelous creator, so be careful. You could just as easily say, all right, non-physical, okay. And they could say, Iona, we want to manifest something. And non-physical says, all right, your wish is our command. You've got the power. What do you want? I want all the food I'm going to eat for the rest of my days, eternity, here on planet Earth. And we say, all right, your wish is my command. And then, boom, the food starts showing up. It's stacked up. You've got the house full, the yard full, the neighbor's yard's full. Every food that you're going to eat for the rest of your life is already there. That's a lot of Schlitz malt liquor if you like that kind of stuff. Now, then the next thing you know, you say, now, wait a minute, non-physical. Wait a minute. Whoa, wait. No. How am I going to store this? How am I going to preserve this? How am I going to keep this all fresh? This is going to spoil. I can't eat all this at once. What am I going to do? Non-physical, you tricked us. You told us that we could have anything. We said, you certainly can. And they said, well, we got one. I said, yeah, that's what you asked for, and that's what you got. Now, all of a sudden, it doesn't. Well, I'm having a negative emotion. I'm not having a good, happy feeling place about this. So now, just take it all away. And we go, oops, sorry. You cannot uncreate. You can't even get a plastic water bottle out of off of your planet. You can bury it, you can melt it, you can repurpose it, but you can't even get rid of a piece of polystyrene off your planet, you such a marvelous creator, because you can't uncreate. Once you think it, that's well on its way to ushering in as a manifested reality. And they go, but now wait a second, what about this, what about that, what about this? Okay, yeah. You can find some nasty place in paradise if you want to. No problem. You can be unhappy in bliss if you want to. But the point of this is, as you come into your place of power, very quickly you discern that you can be, do, or have anything. So now it's not about, life is not a destination. It's a journey. And we can tell you with great authority and power that everything's going to be all right if you simply could learn somehow to start enjoying the ride.
This is KPFK, 90.7 FM, Los Angeles and San Diego, 98.7 FM in Santa Barbara. I haven't taken a break this whole time, and I'm just like, oh, my God, look at the time. I haven't reminded folks what is going on. If you are new to the station, let me tell you that we have, God, you know, it's so great, the boundlessness of this world, that such exciting kind of mind-bending and explosive things can come on the air on listener-sponsored radio that we can have Bob Dobbs. And you have, I've had him on for years now, and you have heard his background story, and that probably was like, oh yeah, whatever, blah blah blah, yeah sure, Illuminati, solar government, you know, and not believe that. And now Bob has been with us for all these years, and now has Ionic,
the second coming,
the non-physical, and that is what listener-sponsored radio and Radio Alchemy is about, no holds barred. And so that's what you are tuned to at 90.7 FM in Los Angeles. Listened up there in Santa Barbara, 98.7 FM. I just had to say that and remind folks. Yes, Bob Dobbs and Ion are on the lines right now. We are going to open the phone lines at the top of the hour. I'll give you the phone number now. It is 818-985-5735. 818-985-5735. We will start taking calls at the top of the hour. Last week, we had on a gentleman who talked about Commander Valiant Thor, which was captured in a book by Dr. Strange's about the Stranger at the Pentagon. It was about a humanoid that crashed, alien humanoid crashed on this planet and exchanged technology for our government to be able to help him adapt to living on this earth. Ion, is Commander Valiant Thor, is he still with us?
Yes.
And where is he?
McLean, Virginia.
And what is he doing? Why is he still here?
Why, it's as good a place as any.
Is he from the planet Venus?
Well, actually, it's not exactly a zip code destination, because in this parallel slip that you're speaking of, there are other Venuses that are much more amiable. So we would say yes from Venus, but not the Venus that you know.
Oh, how interesting. And why did he come to Earth?
Well, just destination vacation.
And why is he so patient? In some of the descriptions that Dr. Strange wrote about his encounter with some of the folks up there, they try and extract whatever information they could for him by beating him up and, you know, trying to waterboard him and do all this stuff.
Everything human creators don't understand is an abomination.
Oh, very
good. That's what comes into everything. It's got a name. They turn around. They want to dissect it, chop it up. Your great science, the only thing it does, the only thing you got left on your planet is what science can't dispel or say isn't so.
Yes.
And same thing here. So patience is very delicious. It's not a problem.
Yes.
It's perfectly okay, because once you come into your power, then you know, now that's alien or otherwise, there's no problem. It'd be kind of foolish that human creators couldn't allow other strains of existence to co-inhabit this place called Earth. They said a million people couldn't live on the planet once upon a midnight dreary. Now you got 6 billion, and they don't know how they're going to feed them. And then yet it keeps doubling and doubling and doubling and doubling. And then there's just still just vast spaces where they ain't a living soul.
So true. So true. That whole thing about overpopulation is ridiculous, right?
Well, of course.
Yes, sir. Yes.
As it's all being increased and created. Now, not to mention the slipping in and out of worlds and folks coming in and going out. It's a great, wonderful world when there's no limitation. When there's no limitation. Now, you're going to take your meat sack with you most everywhere you go. So if you can't make it here, you don't have a good shot of making it over there. So just know that when you start packing your bags. Some people call the any place paradise, and then they kiss it goodbye. We don't understand that. It's not logical to us. Mm-hmm. But even so, anything under the sun is certainly available, and you're so free, you can choose bondage if you prefer. It's your choice.
Is it something that people don't think they deserve paradise, and that is...
Worthy. Yes, we're not worthy.
Right.
That's right. That's right. Worthy. Yeah, we're not qualified for all these manifold blessings that God has bestowed on us.
Right.
Well, those words are true. It's just the problem is that you're God. And if you take your power and become culpably responsible for everything in your world, I'm telling you what, the beauty of the earth would take on a new meaning when you sing it.
Yes, absolutely.
It'd be beautiful. You'd be so busy sweeping around your door, you'd quit snooping up everybody else's rectum. You'd leave everybody else and what they think about your world of creation out of your equation.
That's right.
And then when the credit crunch comes, you wouldn't notice it.
Right. Right.
A lot of people lost their jobs and lost their houses and lost their stuff because the lucky box said, oh, here's the credit crunch. It's over. You're going to lose this. Unemployment's this. It's only this. Everybody's got cancer. Everybody's got this. Everybody's lost that. This has failed. That's failed. Money's no good. Blah, 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 blah. To the point that a lot of people say, all right, honey, let's go ahead and pack it up. It's over. And they own the house free and clear and say, well, we've lost it now. They're coming after it, so we might as well. We don't know where they're going to move it to when they get it, but we might as well go on out of here. Well, then that's what they do. And then it turns around on the other side of the same thing. All these fabulous, wonderful homes is 10 cents on the dollar. And some of these little human creators is like, well, you know, we've made our last payment on the double wide. Let's go and get that 20,000 square foot Mac mansion because it's the same price as what we financed for this double wide. It's a Fleetwood mobile home. Oh, boy. And they're going, well, hey, we're moving on up to the east side. To a deluxe apartment in the sky. You know, we got it now. Let's go on up with it. Because they come into their place of power.
Yes.
And when they do that, guess what?
Yes.
It's empowering.
Yes.
So let me tell you something now. Then this is just why we get really excited. Bliss is contagious.
Yes.
Now, be careful. The CDC will identify it, and they'll have a vaccine for bliss. Too much bliss. You're taking advantage. You're going to use all the bliss up. There won't be enough bliss to go around. You're abundant, and there's too much bliss. We can't have everybody happy. That won't work. They'll pay whatever we say. They're just so happy money flows free and easily to them. They'll make up taxes to make up taxes, and everybody paid double.
Yes.
You know, I'm so happy and everything's going to me. I owe $1 million in income tax. Here's $2 million. Here you go.
Hmm.
I'll just do a little extra. I'm just happy.
Yes.
Build something. You know, tear up something and build it back. Grind up the concrete on the roads and then pave it back just for something to do. People that likes to do that, it'll be great. If you're going to have a street person to pick up litter off of the street, it'd be all right to leave a little something for them to do. If they like that thing. You say, no problem.
Yes.
Well, sorry, we got a little tirade there.
I love it. And that's the beauty of it, because for the person that doesn't mind picking up the rubbish or doing the sanitation, how beautiful is how empowering is that to know what a contribution that is to everybody else?
There are people who like to iron.
Yes. And
they really like to iron.
Right.
There are people who like to sit down and comb through other people's finances and write it down and cipher it on pieces of paper. They like to account.
Yes.
They like to account. There's people who like to pick up your garbage.
Right.
There's people who like stocking your groceries or filling your gas tank. Oh, wait, no, they don't do that anymore.
Yeah, people that
used to like to fill your gas tank and check the oil and clean the windshield.
Right.
Well, they don't do that anymore, but they used to. They used to like that.
Yes. And people that can sit there and do, like, oh, my gosh, dentistry. And people, you know, that abscess teeth and can look at really horrible things and do amazing jobs for people. I mean, I think that's
and you go home at
brilliant.
The end of the day and say, what'd you do today, honey? And they said, well, spit happens.
on the lines, Ion and Bob Dobbs. We're at the top of the hour. We just got to do a little station ID and get right back into it. And before we go to the phone lines, I do want to finish talking with both of them about Valiant Thor and asked about some of the technology exchange, what we have seen from him and what the government got from him and what we've given back. This is KPFK, 90.7 FM, Los Angeles and San Diego, 98.7 FM in Santa Barbara. Great fun, you guys. Come on down. The number is 818-985-5735. 818-985-KPFK, and we'll be right back. Stay tuned for the second hour of Radio Alchemy on KPFK 90.7 FM, Los Angeles.